Yo, today's QOD is you're not specific enough. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. We got Mel Robbins back on the show, and today she's going to help a couple of audience members get beyond their symptoms of self-doubt. And today, those symptoms are going to be hypercriticism as well as helplessness. Now, there's something that I really want us to tune into in this particular episode, which is specificity. Specificity when it comes to setting your goals. Remember, you have that intention center in your brain, that GPS navigation center, which will subconsciously guide you to where you want to go. But if your goal is not specific, then your brain can't take you to that place. So we have to be very specific. Also, I want you to listen to the language of the man who comes up on stage, especially if you are a business owner or you're looking to create an online business or any business, really. Because sometimes I'll ask somebody, okay, who is your business for? What do you do? And they'll say something like, I help enlightened geniuses navigate the journey to thrive so they won't have to survive, or something like that, right? And I'm going, I don't know what that means, nor does anybody else. So sometimes we try to get real, like, I don't know, foo-foo-y and deep with our language when we talk about who we want to help, but really it's about simplicity and specificity. And the example that I like to give is a restaurant here in Arizona, and it's called Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Like, when you drive by that restaurant or you hear the name of that restaurant, you know they serve cold beers and cheeseburgers. They don't get fluffy with their language at all. They're very clear, very specific, and the place is always packed because of the specificity. And so be specific with your goals, be specific with your messaging and your niching as well. That's huge, makes a big difference in your life as well as your business. Mel Robbins, she's coming up.
All right, let me give you the other one. And then we'll bring you up. You can come up while I explain this. Okay, so the next one, hypercritical. So this is when you lawyer things to death. This is when you argue against yourself. And this is usually triggered by past failures. So if you're somebody that got burnt in a relationship and you're busy arguing, I'm not doing online dating. I'm never dating again. If you got burnt in business and you are worried about starting again, you argue against yourself. So there are things that are opportunities, and yet you're the one that's so critical. And if this isn't you, it might be somebody in your life where you see the greatness in them and they're like, yeah, I don't know. And you always focus on the reasons why you can't. Like, you can't even see the possibility. You fixate on what could go wrong. Your stress has an edge to it. So hiding is quiet and avoiding. Hesitating is very busy. This has an edge. Okay, come on up. Here you are. Give her a round of applause. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come on over here. Let's go in the middle so everybody can see you. Okay. So what is it that you would like to change? What's your next chapter?
My next chapter is actually moving forward. I've taken a huge leap, and I've left my full-time job without any kind of a financial plan in place. Like, my family does not have health insurance right now. And I'm in direct sales and also building a business that I'm not exactly sure where it's going right now, but it has been in the making for 20 years. Like, literally, I took my profession that took me off to the side.
Well, let me ask you, what are you doing to get in your own way? Where is the trap of self-doubt, whether it's hiding, hesitating, being hypercritical?
It's hesitating and hypercritical.
Okay.
And I'm staying too busy to focus on continuing to make that
So what
happen.
Is the one thing that you need to be doing? So for those of you that are arguing against yourself, you're hypercritical, you're negative, I guarantee you, you know the thing that you need to be doing. It might be cold calls. It might be getting out there more and talking about your business. This one we see a lot in people trying to build a direct selling business, that you argue against yourself instead of getting into action. So let's tell one on yourself. What is the one thing that you need to be doing that you constantly avoid or talk yourself out of?
I'm not getting out there and recruiting and building my team because I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I haven't provided enough for my family and the people that I already have. And so I just tell myself I really don't deserve to have more because I'm not taking care of what I currently have.
That must be paralyzing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got two choices, and you're going to make a decision right now. You're either going to go get a job so that you don't have that excuse anymore. That's option A. Or you're going to, every time you catch yourself, you're going to make a little plan in the morning of the things you need to do, and you know exactly what they are. And when you catch yourself shrinking, hiding, complaining, you're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Because in 5 seconds flat, self-doubt, procrastination can derail you, or you can step in and push yourself forward. Door number A, find a job, and therefore we remove the excuse. Or door number B, give yourself a timeline. You got 2 months to get this done. And every day you are going to push yourself. What's your choice? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Every day, make a choice, move forward.
Great, I want you to do this for 2 months. If after 2 months you have not made this happen, you need to get a job so that you are providing the insurance for your family. But I want to give you a 2 month runway to absolutely crush it. You got it?
Got it.
Good, okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right, final one. The final one is helplessness. And I realize I need to have a man come up here. Triggered by insecurity or low self-worth. What's that? You're ready? He's ready. He's hopeless. So get up here. Okay. He's hungry. Oh, he's hungry. Okay. So helplessness, by the way, if you actively play the victim, if you know the solution, if you say nothing ever goes my way, if you've got all the excuses in the book, this is this trap. These are all actions, by the way. Hey, he's hungry. Okay.
All right.
Good. I'm great, actually.
This is pretty awesome right now.
Awesome.
Yes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I just finished listening to the book.
Awesome. You're the one.
Yes, I am the one. 2 weeks.
So what is it that you want to change? What are you working on? What's the next chapter? Starts today.
The next chapter of my life right now is to create an altitude of vision to help people heal their spirits while building their body.
Wow.
Yes.
So does that mean, I don't mean to be rude, but is that like personal training?
Well, no.
What does it mean? Okay, tell me.
It's a personal experience.
Personal experience, okay.
Yes, I personally lost 55 pounds 6 years ago.
Outstanding.
And now I'm helping others do the same.
Okay.
So I'm part of a partnership, and I want to take that to a more deeper level.
Cool. Okay, so now let me quantify this. So here's another mistake that we all make. So I get the vision, because you can feel as he's talking the passion, right? But I don't hear any specifics.
Got it.
So if you find yourself in the dreaming space and you can't get anything from this level to the list level, like from here to here, the problem is we're not talking specifics. So either you're not talking like, I make 100 grand right now in my business and I want to get to 7 figures, or I make $17 and I want to get to 1700 this month. So if you're in that space, if people don't quite get what you're talking about, or you don't know what to do next, you're not specific enough. Got it? So specifically, where is your business now and what does it look like in the next chapter specifically? Is it a money bridge? What is it?
It's a mental branch to me. I just feel like right now I'm at the beginning stage. It's funny that I'm here right now because yesterday I was with my lady who was at the house and I created a plan already.
Great.
I wrote everything down on a piece of paper. Then I put it to the side. I started watching Netflix.
Oh, of course, right? Watching Netflix.
Okay. I did the plan.
Because your business is on Netflix.
No, it's not.
But see, again, that is driven by the habit of self-doubt.
Right.
You get confronted by the plan, so we choose to go over here. You hide.
Right.
You can now catch yourself. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here's the thing. What does it look like if the business is launched? Is there a location?
No.
Okay. How many clients do you need to have paying you before this will be launched? How many clients paying you?
At least six a week.
Six clients a week paying you what?
$50 an hour.
$50 an hour. By when are we doing that?
October 2nd.
October 2nd. I would have given you a dollar if you said October 6th, because that's my birthday. But there we go. Okay, so just
October 6th.
There we go. You get a dollar. Okay.
I still said it.
Okay, so six clients a week paying $50
yes.
an hour
yes.
by October 6th.
Yes.
Do you hear the difference, you guys? We have just defined what it means for him to relate to this as the business is launched. It is now out of up here, and now that we have defined the dream, it's become a plan, not a dream.
Amen.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Go do it. Awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you.
That was Mel Robbins. Her website is melrobbins.com. You can watch today's entire talk. I think it's like 45 minutes. It's a great one. It is called How to Beat Self-Doubt in 5 Seconds. All right, my friend, what we got tomorrow? We got Throwback Thursday with Michael Wickett talking about gratitude and how your feelings create your life. Be sure to tune in. I will see you then. I'm out. Have a great day. Peace.